since the days of the gold rush, this has been a city of free thinkers. I don't have to remind you about the Summer of Love right across the bay in San Francisco. How it got to Oakland, I'm not quite so sure, but that's another question.
In my place where I am found, I'm still amazed that you're not around.
Hi, my name is Sala Ibrahim, and welcome to Oaksterdam.
Oaksterdam does come from combining Oakland and Amsterdam, obviously, and that is our working model. You know, that's the, you know, what a lot of activists in the 90s went to Amsterdam and, you know, looked at that and said, hey, we can do this here. You know, it shows it can work.
Current Oaksterdam spans from 19th Street to Broadway to 15th Street down to Webster, and that's kind of the pot-friendly district. Moving along. Now we're at the campaign headquarters. This is actually the second home of Oaksterdam. Right now, we are running the Tax and Regulate Cannabis campaign out of this office. And after the campaign is over and we win on November 2nd, it will be converted into a visitor center and a museum. Let's come on in.
Oaksterdam University is the major sponsor for Tax Cannabis 2010. It started last March when we did a poll that showed for the first time a majority of California voters in favor of legalization.
Tax and Regulate Cannabis is a statewide initiative that would allow for adults 21 years of age and older to possess up to an ounce and cultivate 25 square feet. It would also allow for cities and counties to decide how and if they would like to tax the commercial sales and commercial cultivation.
All right. Each time we go on.
So this is New Oaksterdam University.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oaksterdam University started after I went to Amsterdam in 2006, and I saw the Cannabis College there, which is like a little information center. But then in 2007, I was thinking about new projects to do and thought about the Cannabis College. I thought it'd be a good idea to take it to the next level of actually having classes. We ran an ad in the East Bay Express, the local alternative weekly here, and within minutes of it hitting the newsstands, the phones were ringing off the hook, and so we realized we had to do it then because the demand was so great.
The semester students, on their first day, plant a seed, and they go through the whole process of the plant all the way up to harvest. And at the end, we donate the medicine to a patient who can't grow for herself. We're currently growing for a patient named Yvonne White. She's confined to a wheelchair. She's an MS patient.
Very soon, we will have graduated 10,000 students.
Classes that we try to emphasize the most are like legal issues, knowing your rights, politics and history and advocacy.
Knowing that I have the opportunity to reach out and speak to these students is just wonderful for me. I love the idea of being able to hopefully activate them, get them out there organizing and helping us to finally legalize cannabis once and for all.
And it's just really important that people know kind of where this whole movement came from and where we're going and really trying to get people involved, because that's the only way we're going to be able to accomplish anything.
Well, I am a nurse. I'm a registered nurse with a bachelor's degree who has run hospice, home health, and adult day health care in my county. I'm here because I believe in the medicine itself, that it does work and it does take care of a lot of ailments. And I believe that our country is in a prescription drug crisis. And I think that we need to be looking at alternative medicines for pain and symptom management.
It's really interesting how this whole industry is shaping up, and Oaksterdam University is really instrumental in providing a sort of accreditation to this.
We'd love it if your viewers came on down and signed up for classes. We got lots of spots available coming up for this summer and fall.
Across the street is the Bulldog Coffee Shop. It's the second cannabis outlet in Oaksterdam.
One of the reasons we named ourselves the Bulldog Coffee Shop, or our first coffee shop, named it after the Bulldog in Amsterdam, because they were so tenacious, you know, that they were getting busted sometimes more than once a week, but they just kept reopening, and now the Bulldog has like 7 locations, a couple hotels and restaurants. They pay millions of dollars in taxes.
So this is Coffee Shop Blue Sky. Coffee Shop Blue Sky is one of the permitted dispensaries here in Oakland. The front acts as a regular coffee shop. It's open to the public, and the back is where you would get your medicine from.
We really have tried hard to sweep the sidewalks and be good neighbors and help improve the area, and so the neighborhood, the neighbors know that.
It's not a secret. It's okay. We are actually helping revitalize this community.
Put energy and be about improving your community, improving the neighborhood.
And so we're offering like a safe environment for our patients and for our neighbors. Coffee shop Blue Sky. I think that's Aphrodite, and she's holding a joint. I mean, she really is holding a joint. Like, I don't know what else that could be. And so this is the Oaksterdam gift shop. You're welcome to come in. And this is a sweatshirt from the San Francisco Cannabis Buyers Club. It's the first ever dispensary in San Francisco. And then there's a petition for the Prop 215. And we've just been collecting little artifacts here and there. Ultimately, when we're done fighting the drug war, we're going to need to have like some sort of chronicle of our adventure. And so it would be really nice to, you know, have a museum here in Oaksterdam.
The reason Oaksterdam is the way it is now is because of a lot of hard work and courage by a lot of people over the years. Jeff Jones and Jim McClellan, and there's just on and on, a lot of names, a lot of them no longer with us, AIDS patients from back then, who stood up and said, you know, take me first. You know, we're going to open up these medical dispensaries, and if you want to stop us, you're going to have to come arrest us.
Are there forces of opposition around, like religious groups? I mean,
not in Oakland.
So this is just a wonderful place to be getting involved. It's kind of the epicenter of the movement, I'd almost say.
I think everybody kind of understands that our current drug policy has failed, and by taxing and regulating cannabis, we'll make for safer communities and allow for the state to have a chance to get out of its budget deficit.
California is a decriminalized state, and it's a medical marijuana state, and we're still arresting nearly 75,000 people a year. That's outrageous. It's a waste of resources.
People are really asking questions about why are we wasting taxpayers' money trying to arrest, prosecute, and imprison marijuana offenders when we could be reaping tax benefits from a legally regulated market.
Right now, this drug violence going on down in Mexico, it's awful. And I can tell you one thing for certain. The drug cartels do not want you to vote yes on the tax cannabis initiative.
If Americans have a right to drink alcohol and smoke cigarettes and have guns, then they have a right to smoke a joint. It's as simple as that.